Thoughts on Jude. Jude 9. Compare Michael. Now there's the title. Let me read the verse to you. Verse 8, Jude talks about these dreamers, these false teachers. They pollute their own bodies, they reject authority and slander celestial beings. And then he has a comparison, compare. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Jude 9. Now, conjectures on this verse are legion, and I'm not going to add to them. I'll be frank with you, I haven't a clue what this refers. It seems to me that the same can be said of the commentators, judging by the variety of the speculations that they're prepared to offer. They might sound confident. I don't know whether they were when they wrote their commentaries, but they're as much in the dark as I am. That's not the point, though. I can't tell you what event this refers to, and I'm not going to speculate. The point at issue for us is this. The false teachers are confident. They're sure. They're braggers. They're boasters. I mentioned Waco in the previous discourse. I mentioned Tony Alamo. Braggers, boasters, these leaders. They're so confident. They're the prophet of God. They're even Christ themselves, I suppose. They're everything. They're brash. They're self-assured. They're dominant. And it can be with the evangelicals too, in the mainstream, as you might say. We must be careful of this. Bragging and boasting. I was reading earlier on about Gideon and the 300, of course, but his weakness through his life, his fear, his smallness. But God used the weak man, the small man. But these men, these false teachers, one of their marks is confidence. Now, Michael was not like that. I don't know what he refers to, but all I know is that he wasn't going down that route. Be very careful of the brashing, confident. The pastor system produces the personality. It's a very easy thing. We've all known cases of a man appearing for, say, 25, 30 or 40 years, and he has a sort of a kind of cult following, and then it just vanishes in smoke. Now, Michael the Archangel, there's no brashness. There's no overconfidence in him. And when he wants to rebuke the devil, he doesn't say, "I'll do it in my own name and I could do it in God's name." So he just left it to the Lord. Whatever the Lord says, the Lord rebuke you. He wasn't issuing it in his own name. He was looking to God to do the work. He did not dare. He did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against the devil, but he looked to the Lord. It's well said that fools rush in where angels fear to tread. He knew that he couldn't in himself have the power and exercise that power, but he looked to God to do it. He would call upon the Lord. And my friend, in our small corner, in our small way, even with these little feeble discourses, this is all we can do and all we should want to do. It's the word of the Lord we need, and it's the power of the Lord we need. It's the vigor and the fire and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Lord we need. And this is not at our beck and call. And there must be no elevation of man and pride and boasting. It should not even be named among us. God deliver us from it. Not unto us. Not unto us. But unto the Lord alone be the glory. Psalm 115. This is the issue. And Jude is saying, humility is the mark. Let these great men, whoever they may be, take their own course and become their own great icons, whatever you want. But as for me, let us, says Jude, let us keep that humble, lowly station of weakness, for our weakness actually is the time when the Lord shows his strength. My strength is made perfect in weakness, our weakness, the Lord's strength.